AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for orchestrating a failed plot to keep Donald Trump in power. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Tarrio was not in Washington when Proud Boys members joined thousands of Trump supporters who smashed windows, beat police officers, and poured into the House and Senate chambers as lawmakers met to certify Joe Biden's victory. But prosecutors say the 39-year-old Miami resident organized and led the Proud Boys' assault from afar, inspiring followers with his charisma and penchant for propaganda. Tarrio's sentence comes as the Justice Department prepares to put former President Donald Trump on trial at the same courthouse in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meantime, Trump continues posting attacks on social media against Special Counsel Jack Smith and the judge in that case. Smith warns that could taint a jury pool. It could also expose Trump to sanctions. The latest tropical storm brewing in the Atlantic is called Lee. The National Hurricane Center forecasts it'll strengthen into an extremely dangerous hurricane by Friday. And surveillance cameras have spotted an escaped killer. Julie Walker has this story.
Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner of Operations George Bivens says Danilo Cavalcanti was spotted shortly after midnight Saturday, about a mile and a half from Chester State Prison.
The photos confirm that Cavalcanti has not changed his appearance, but also that he has obtained a backpack, a duffel sling type pack, and a hooded sweatshirt.
Bivens says the 34-year-old fugitive will be caught despite evading a police perimeter.
I'm confident that he will slip up. He did here. He walked into a trail cam, didn't know it.
Cavalcanti was sentenced to life in prison for killing his ex-girlfriend in front of her children and escaped while awaiting transfer to state prison. He's also wanted in his native Brazil for murder. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. President Biden has awarded the Medal of Honor to an Army helicopter pilot.
In 1968, retired Captain, then First Lieutenant Larry Taylor flew his Cobra attack helicopter to rescue four members of a reconnaissance team after they had become surrounded by the enemy. Taylor was ordered to get back to the base.
His response was just as direct. I'm getting my men out.
Taylor arrived in minutes at the site northeast of what is now Ho Chi Minh City.
Within seconds, Lieutenant Taylor was back in the air.
But Taylor later ran out of gas, but landed the helicopter in an area the four soldiers could escape from.
He rewrote the fate of four families for generations to come. That's valor.
The Army says what Taylor did that night had never been attempted before.
That's our nation at its very best.
Taylor says he flew hundreds of combat missions during a year's deployment in Vietnam and never lost a man. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.